Biden White House as COVID cases, mock Trump as reckless during campaign. By Joel B. Polak on July 20, 2021. Joe Biden mocked President Donald Trump for months on the campaign trail, saying that he was reckless with regard to the coronavirus, even in the White House. Now, the Biden White House is facing a coronavirus outbreak of its own. Biden, who campaigned on promises to follow the science, called Trump an absolute fool for not wearing a mask during an outdoor event on Memorial Day in 2020. When Trump was diagnosed with coronavirus in September 2020, Biden said, "Quite frankly, I wasn't surprised." He added that anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying, "Masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter," I think is responsible for what happens to them. Trump was among the first to encourage people to cover their faces in March 2020, though he rarely was seen wearing a mask himself. Biden's criticism was amplified by the establishment media, which called Trump reckless and arrogant after he contracted coronavirus, along with others who had been at the White House for events and meetings. Now, six Texas Democrats who fled the state to block state legislation on ballot integrity have been diagnosed with coronavirus. Vice President Kamala Harris, who met with the group, was taken to Walter Reed Hospital and tested for coronavirus, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had to admit Tuesday that there was an outbreak. Breitbart News' Charlie Spieling reported. The White House on Tuesday confirmed that they were not disclosing the numbers of coronavirus cases amid Texas Democrats testing positive for the virus after meeting with Vice President Kamala Harris last week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said although there were breakthrough cases that had occurred among fully vaccinated staff members, they were not disclosed to the public unless they were commissioned officers. Axios reported that the White House official who tested positive for the virus had attended a reception for Texas Democrats fleeing the state to block and protest election security legislation, as six of them have tested positive for the virus. Psaki declined to characterize the visit by the Texas lawmakers as a superspreader event for the coronavirus and said the White House continued to support their trip and their cause. Biden promised to do a better job than Trump, but has continued Trump's policies, save for suspending a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.